We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, live from the Power Cat Sports Grill in Manhattan, this is the Jeff Mitty Show. Brought to you by Power Cat Sports Grill, where friends, fans, and families watch every game. People's State Bank, serving Wildcat fans since 1897. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Kansas Strong, strength through reliable oil and natural gas. Get the facts at kansasstrong.com. And by the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff. Progress powered by Kansas farmers. This is the Jeff Mitty Show. Here's Brian Smoller.
And hello and welcome to another edition of the Jeff Mitty Show here at Power Cat Sports Grill. Brian Smoller along with the head coach of the Wildcats, Jeff Mitty. And back in our studios is Lacey Williams. Glad you could join us here tonight as we talk K-State women's hoops for the next hour. The Wildcats coming off a tough loss on the road to Texas Tech, but another top 10 or top 15 opponent defeated last Wednesday as they took down number 12 Iowa State. We'll get some of the notes from that game coming up here over the next hour. Love to hear from you. You can watch us live on Facebook right now. You can submit a question there if you'd like to. You can also do it on Twitter. We've sent out a tweet about the show here today. You can reply to that and give us your question. We've got a few already in from there. We have one from last week from Facebook that we're going to talk about here early, and then we'll get into all our stuff. So you can join us here at Power Cat Sports Grill as well. We'll give away some free appetizers for those on site with some trivia questions during some commercial breaks. That's coming up a little bit later here at Power Cat Sports Grill, where friends, fans, and families watch every game. All right, let's welcome in the head coach of the Wildcats, Jeff Mitty. I know you gave him a round of applause already. Let's do it again. Tough one Sunday against Texas Tech. There were two moments in that game that seemed like it might turn to your favor. You got that lead all the way down to 3 in the third quarter, then again down to 5 in the fourth, but never could quite, you know, get over the hump, so to speak. What was the, as you look back on the film, was there anything that led you to believe that this was why we could not finish the comeback, so to speak, like you did against Iowa State?
Too many mental mistakes, too many breakdowns. Probably one of the more disappointed I've been in our group in that regards. Commitment to doing what we talked about doing. All those things were not at the level that they need to be to win on the road. And, we ultimately get back into it because Serena has such a great stretch in there where she just really both offensively and defensively, takes over the game, gets a couple steals and runouts, is playing very aggressive offensively. But never did I feel like our group was where they needed to be in terms of on point with the scout. Defensive rotations seemed to be slow all day. We just could not get it figured out. We seemed to be a step behind in a lot of areas.
That was on the defensive end. What about the offensive end? Was it the same sort of play?
Same way. I mean, they're doubling the post and you know, coming out of timeouts, hey, this is what we're doing. Hey, we're diving this player. We're rotating this player behind. And then players would act like they were surprised when they got doubled. And those are breakdowns you just simply can't have and expect to win. And when you talk about mental and physical errors, those are mental errors when you've talked about things in a huddle and you go out. And, you know, one of the things we've done a lot of is post our guards up here in the last probably 2-3 weeks. And obviously teams are saying, okay, well, they've been doubling Gabby for a while, right? So they've been doubling her. So you've either got to get it in quickly before the double gets there. Gabby's got to read that double. But our other players, every single one of them struggled in some areas when they got down there.
It was unfortunate to see. Listen, if you knew the answer to this question, you'd already have solved it. But was there anything you could attribute it to after the game that this is why we had a bad mental game? Because it felt like you had a good week of practice or some good practices and shoot around leading into that game. That's why it seemed like it was so out of the blue, so to speak.
We would obviously fix it if we could. But, yeah, I don't know. You're right. I mean, we had a really good preparation. I thought the night before I felt good about where we were at. I felt like that our players were in a good place. I felt like, you know, sometimes you leave a shoot around and you go, boy, they're unsure of this. I need to clean this up. But I felt really good walking out of there Saturday night. We had a really good practice. I felt like mentally we were locked in, felt like they were locked into the game plan. But we just seem to be behind things. And so, you know, give Texas Tech credit. But I'll be honest with you, coming home last night and going over the film review did not help me from being not irritated. I've got a notepad of things that were, here's a breakdown, here's a breakdown, here's a breakdown. Why are we here? This is not, you know. So, I mean, and that was all in the first quarter. So that I didn't even get to the second half of writing down all these notes. So disappointing that we had, yeah, obviously, when you look at it, you know, one of the things about coaching is you have to get your points across, and you have to go from there. Is while I left there Saturday night feeling like we had got our points across, we had not got them across well enough.
Serena Sundell, and the silver lining, so to speak, of this game was Serena almost single-handedly willed you back into this comeback. Career high 27 points, career high 16 of 18 at the foul line. Those are the most attempts and makes by an opponent against Texas Tech in a couple of years. And then 4 steals as well for Serena to tie a career high. Incredible game from Serena, even though and she hit a 3, but she wasn't really looking for that. She was driving it and almost to the game plan we saw against Iowa State. She was doing all of those things to the highest level we've seen this season.
Yeah, I agree. She really had a good aggressive mentality to her. And really at the defensive end, she really, like I said, you know, offensively, I thought she had a good pace to her, thought she had a good aggressiveness, but then she turned it into a couple steals at the other end that even continued that run. So she had a good look to her. She really, I think, is starting to get into areas of the floor that are giving other people problems and where she's getting more comfortable. So we've seen good growth from her in the last couple weeks offensively.
And really, if you look at it, the stretch where the game kind of stretched out again for me was when she got hurt there in that second half. I mean, as much as anything, if she stays on the court, maybe things are different.
Well, yeah, I mean, but that's, you know, that happens in games, and she took a pretty good fall there, and it happens in games, and we had to go without her, but that's also, you know, we've done that before. I mean, you know, you're never going to play a season where somebody doesn't have foul trouble or an injury right. or an ankle, so, yeah, we've got to play through those things. We're not as deep as we were, so, you know, if a couple other players are struggling, you know, we've got to find a way to grind through that, and we just didn't do a good enough job yesterday.
We're going to talk more about that because we have two questions today about bench rotation and depth of the bench at the moment. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break, and we're going to get into that Iowa State game. What a win for the Wildcats at home against the Cyclones in front of a great crowd of about 4,100 plus, a little almost 4,200 at Brandwich Coliseum on Wednesday night last week. We'll talk about those two points when we return after this first break on the Jeff Mitty Show on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
Success on game day starts with knowing your opponent. And when it comes to investing, you need to have a game plan too. Here are some stats you need to know. One out of every 10 people fall victim to investment fraud. And consumers lose about $50 billion annually to consumer financial fraud. The Kansas Insurance Department is here to help with a new website at smartinvestks.com. Have a game plan before you invest. Educate yourself on how to avoid scams at smartinvestks.com.
In a world of Veltima fungicide.
Hey, let's do it less dramatic. Just say Veltima fungicide.
Okay, Veltima fungicide.
No, that's literally the same.
Veltima fungicide.
Still doing it.
Veltima fungicide does it.
Seriously, we just need you to say Veltima fungicide. Swift, simple, and secure.
Didn't I? Veltima fungicide from BASF in cornfields this summer.
Always read and follow label directions.
U.S. air quality is better than it has been in decades. The U.S. leads the world in cutting CO2 emissions since the year 2000, all while becoming the world's largest producer of petroleum. We need oil and gas to provide the energy and products we depend on every day. And if we care about the environment, we should produce that vital resource here because we do a better job on environmental issues than any other nation. That's what keeps America strong and Kansas strong. Get the facts at kansasstrong.com.
Ready to get back in the game? Great news! The movement experts at Advanced and Preferred Physical Therapy can help you find relief and results and keep you off the sidelines. With over 20 convenient locations across Greater Wichita and Kansas City, contact Advanced and Preferred Physical Therapy today at aptclinics.com to see a physical therapist. Advanced and Preferred Physical Therapy, a proud partner of K-State Athletics and trusted choice for keeping Wildcat fans in the game.
Back again at Powercat Sports Grill, where friends, fans, and families watch every game. It's the Jeff Mitty Show, brought to you again by Powercat Sports Grill and by People's State Bank. Serving Wildcat fans since 1897. Visit them at psbbanks.com. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Ryan Smoller, along with the head coach of the Wildcats, Jeff Mitty, Lacey Williams, in our studios in Jeff City, Missouri. Got a couple of questions squirreled away from Facebook and from Twitter. The first two come from Facebook. One was last week, right at the end of our show. So Eddie Wells, who asked this question last week, told him we'd get to it today. He asked if Coach had talked about the shortened bench rotation. And then Nick Lander pops in with the same question this week. Nick says, bench scoring contributions beyond Everett have been minimal in recent games. Are we just at a stage in the season where a more limited rotation is necessary, or is there hope for more help from the bench?
Yeah. Yeah, good questions. I think you see, you know, in February, rotations tend to get tighter. That's just most coaches, I think, start to get a little more comfortable with some things. Now, I will say this. In our case, I think we've got to find Maupin more minutes here going forward. I think, you know, a bigger lineup's going to be necessary in some games. We're such a team right now that when people go small ball against us, we haven't scored it well enough with our bigs to counter that necessarily. And then they struggle in playing the small ball defensively. And they've got to get better at that. We're working on it. We're trying to get both Heavenly and Taylor better at that. Maupin has been a little bit of she's still growing in that area when people are switching defenses. of recognizing where to be as a young player. You know, it's easier to get her more minutes when if you have a team that plays X amount of minutes where you know you're going to get man-to-man or zone. She is growing in that area. I think she's improving, but I've got to find her more minutes. I think she's, as we've all seen, she's got some ability that is going to be fun to watch over the next couple years of her career. But got to find her more minutes. But technically, you know, generally the bench is, you know, you look cross country, it's 6.5, and everybody says, well, who's the half? Well, usually when you go 6.5, it's either a big that gets a rotation because they're playing size, or it's a guard that gets that extra rotation, and we've kind of found that as well.
Yeah, and in doing the games on the radio and TV as well, we've noticed that as well. Everybody in the conference is the same way. There are very few that are rotating more than 7 at this point of the year.
You know, I think Iowa State knows. Boy, it was probably both of us right around 7
six,
or 8.
Yep.
They might have been 6. Huh?
They were 6. We were 7, but it was a very, very tight rotation because that was one of the keys in that game. When Ashley Jones got to some foul trouble early, you kind of wondered. And then there were some others that got into some foul trouble. You wondered what Iowa State would do. They're not a team that plays much beyond 6. They hadn't most of the season.
No.
And so that was really kind of forced Bill Finley's hand in that contest. Speaking of that, Jones gets in foul trouble. I know that's part of it.
Yeah.
But you really limited her in her attack for most of that game. What did you do well defensively until the fourth quarter when she finally got going?
Yeah, and that's what that's what irritated me about Sunday so much is because you have maybe the best awareness, and we had such great awareness of the game plan and such locked in focus and you know, you're playing one of the best players in the league, and we're doing such a great job. And it's not just one player. It's Briley Glenn starts off on her. It's Sarah Shamatzi plays her. It's everybody. And I really thought against Jones, we did not let her get her into her post-up game. So we did a really good job there. I thought we did a really good job on Ryan, who has an ability to get her into the post-up game and get her the ball. We forced her into some tough passing angles. I thought we had a great awareness of when we needed to crowd Jones in the post. And then when they ran their ISO stuff for Jones, I think she saw enough of a crowd that she shot her step-back stuff. And we were just fortunate that she was off just enough. And you got to have all those things happen to shut her down. You know, I was watching them play Baylor on the bus, and Baylor got a great win up there after us, but there's a part of the game where Iowa State runs 6 straight plays for her, and they get her in a variety of spots, but 6 straight plays. She's such a focus. So talented player, but I love the way we played her, and I thought our players played fantastic.
And more to and another part of that game that we talked about in the radio pregame was the ability to come from behind, because Iowa State did what a ranked team does. They get up, they kept pushing the lead out, and it didn't ever feel like, oh, man, it's getting away from it. It just was just a little bit at a time, and then all of a sudden it's 11, and you kind of wonder where things would go. But to your credit, you guys kind of at the end of each quarter were able to get some plays, get some buckets, and kind of cut everything down at the end of each quarter.
Yeah, and I would credit 2 things. I think, 1, you got to give credit to our players, and then 2, I think you got to give credit to our fans. I don't think our fans ever felt like we were out of it. Our students were fantastic. I think we made enough plays to keep them energized. And then, you know, then when we made the run, it was, you could feel the energy in the building, you know, pick up. And Iowa State noticed even before the game, Iowa State was like, hey, great crowd. You know, boy, you guys got a great crowd tonight type thing. I didn't go with any of your jokes that they were counting actual people. I didn't go that far with it. But
yeah.
So I think you just credit our players for staying to the game plan. That's where I really like their focus. Down 11, they didn't stray away from what we were trying to do. They didn't stray away. They didn't try to do too much. They didn't try to one-on-one take over. But I think our fans had a lot to do with that, of giving us some energy.
That win for Kansas State is now, they're one of only five teams in the league that have two top 25 wins, and they own two of the highest-ranked opponent wins so far this season in the Big 12. Two of the top three. They have the highest-ranked opponent beaten, number four, Iowa, and now number 12, Iowa State. They're the only team in the league that has beaten two top 12 teams so far this season, and Kansas State, obviously, because of that, is still at 64 in the net. Things break right down the stretch. Things could get pretty interesting when it comes to the NCAA tournament. All right, so we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Gabby Gregory, who's up for a prestigious award. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to answer another question from Twitter, from our good friend at Scott Wildcat, about the balance of winning big and then trying to go through the grind, the meat grinder that is the Big 12. We'll talk about that all coming up on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. More of the Jeff Biddy Show after this word from your local stations on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide to this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is an important message from the Mine Safety and Health Administration. Mining fatalities, accidents, and injuries are preventable. Taking a minute to approach your task safely can protect you and your fellow miners from injury and death. Staying alert and focused can keep you safe. Do it safe, do it right. Whether buckling a seatbelt or securing equipment, these quick safety measures can prevent injuries and fatalities. Take time, save lives. For more resources, visit MSHA.gov.
Back again on the Jeff Biddy Show here at Powercat Sports Grill, brought to you again by the good folks here at Powercat Sports Grill on the west side of Manhattan, where friends, fans, and families watch every game. Get a question in on the Facebook stream if you wish, or on Twitter. You can reply to the tweet that we put out, both on the women's basketball account or on our account. You can check in and get a reply to what we're asking today on the show. We've already asked a couple. Katie Ames checks in on Facebook, good friend, that says, great play against Iowa State. We need and appreciate the students and the crowd. Keep hanging in there, coach. So good words of encouragement from Katie Ames and Alan, great fans that have always been there for women's hoops over the years. You mentioned the student crowd. Yeah. Last week on the show, we were talking about that giveaway, the lavender hats and all that stuff. I don't know if it was that or the free sandwiches,
yeah,
whichever got them there, but we'll see if we can keep them coming. We got more promotions to talk about today here in the next couple of weeks.
It was a great crowd, so whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Whatever it takes.
Food and giveaways seem to be the answer, right?
Seem to be the key. Exactly. We've got Oklahoma on Sunday and a huge one. We'll talk more about that later. I know Gabby will be certainly focused on that one. And then next Wednesday, not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday is the Play for K Pink game against Baylor. We'll talk more about that here in a moment as well. Mention Gabby. Let's talk about Gabby Gregory, who's up for the Ann Myers Drysdale Award. It's given annually to the nation's top shooting guard. And again, high honor for Gabby because she is not only one of only 10 on this list as a finalist for the award, but she is the only one for the Big 12 that is on this list. She is currently one of only 3 players in the country with more than 400 points, 100 more free throws, or 50 or more three-pointers. One of only 3 in the collegiate game. And you can be a part of this vote, by the way, if you go to Hoop Hall. That's H-O-O-P Hall.com. You can vote each day. You can only vote once each day, but you can vote every day for Gabby if you go to HoopHall.com and vote for her to win this award. It'd be one of the very few players that have actually won some of those types of award, position awards. But Gabby, it's well-deserved. She has earned every bit of that recognition because it hasn't just been, hey, I'm going to roll up a ton of points at non-conference and then not do anything in the league.
Right.
She's done it throughout the season, and outside of that short window when she was dealing with that ankle injury when it was at its apex, she has been Mrs. Dependable.
Yeah, she really has, you know. I'm excited for her because, you know, last year was such a struggle for her health-wise, and she's healthy. We knew that. We knew that if she was healthy, she was one of the best players in the Big 12 2 years ago. And, you know, she's played that way from the start here and came in, worked very hard when she got here in the summer, got off to a great non-conference, and then been banged up a little bit in the league play, but has gotten through that. And we're about as healthy as we've been. And you and I talked about that. You know, we've been able to get the ankles to be healthier. And so, she's having a terrific year.
You do a drill in practice and sometimes in shoot around where you stand underneath the basket and have the players come at you one-on-one and try and score.
Yep.
Would you describe for us what it's like to try and defend Gabby Gregory? Because I seem to remember at one of these drills that she about put you into the standard underneath the
goal.
Well,
yeah, they just come full speed and some, you know, stop a little faster, but Gabby never stops short of hitting me. And normally I have the pad, so I'm able to, but you've seen where I haven't had the pad. But if I have the pad, I think what they do is when I have the pad, I tend to hit them a little harder.
Right.
So when I don't, I think they hit me harder. I'm going to tell you, the other one that doesn't stop is Michaela Parks. She the other day, she about knocked the wind out of me the other day. Yeah, it's kind of a fun drill, but I've survived it without any injuries, so that's the most positive thing for me.
And knock on wood.
Yeah, knock on wood. And but I almost did not survive. I think it actually was Gabby. She swung that elbow, and it came about right in front of my face, and I thought, you've heard this story, but when I was a coach at Arkansas State, we were playing down at Stephen F. Austin shoot-around, and one of my post players catches me right in the lip, and it cuts me, and I think I'm just bleeding on the inside. So we're doing shoot-around. I'm spitting into a cup, and we get done, and the trainer says, hey, coach, the doctor's here. I'm like, doctor, what? I don't need a doctor. I don't have a concussion. I'm good. She says, coach, you're split all the way through here. So the doctor came, numbed me up, 9-10 stitches later, or whatever it was. Moselle Maddox caught me pretty good with an elbow. And I'm trying to avoid that, though. I've learned to avoid that. But, you know, it's been part of our work, though, about getting into the post as guards. And so we do. We do kind of a backdoor drill. We do what we call our open shooting drill, and then we end it with the guards driving it and then working on their post-up game.
Pretty fun to see Gabby go in there because I think everybody gets an appreciation for how physical Gabby posts every game and how physical people are with her.
I think we're seeing everybody improve. I think we haven't quite started to see it in the game yet. Briley a little bit more. Jay needs to get down there because Jay has got a really quick step down there. And we got to get her to mix that up because she's made really good improvements in the drill work. We just haven't been able to get her down there as much as we need to, because she really does have a good, quick first step down there.
And we've seen both Briley and Jalen Glenn really start that left-handed drive start to be taken away by teams that they have loved to use so far. All right, let's get a question here from Scott Wildcat, who on Twitter jumps in to ask this question. How do you balance the highs of the big ranked wins at home and then snap back to continue the grind that every game is in the Big 12? And it's somewhat, that seems to be the question of the day, right? Right now, yeah. After what happened this last week.
Yeah, I don't think it's a case of I don't think it's a case of what people think is, oh, you're just coming off a win and you're overlooking the next opponent. I don't think that's the case at all. I think some of it is the growth that we need to see in our team, of a maturity on the road versus a home game where you have the crowd energy. You've got to be able to answer crowd energies on the road. You got to be able to maybe handle a team's hot start. And we're not handling those things as well without a crowd maybe to help us. And but I don't think it's the case of where our team is overlooking people.
Right.
I don't think that at all. Now, Scott's asking how I handle it. Not very well. I don't handle it. You know, you want your team to be playing at a high level and try to be as even keel, both home, road, neutral, all the above. And we've got to – I think what – generally when teams do that, they win when they don't necessarily shoot well. They win when they don't necessarily play sharp. Because over a 30-game season, you're not going to be able to play at a high
right.
all 30 games. So you got to be able to win – when you don't play well, and you've got to be able to win when you don't shoot well, and you've got to be able to win when maybe you've got two or three that are not feeling very well. And that's the challenge. That's a challenge for every team across the country. We got to do it better.
Kansas State next gets a week off. We're going to talk more about that coming up on the show. When we return, we're going to continue our look at the K-State staff, the extended staff, a little bit. We're going to talk Lizzie Keenstra, who is the trainer for the Wildcats, some of the medical people as well, including the docs, Andy Weiss, all that coming up on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. More of the Jeff Biddy Show on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
People's State Bank offers hometown service with big bank features at our 11 convenient locations statewide. Whether you are looking for a loan, personal or business accounts, ATMs, mobile banking or bill pay, PSB wants to help you. At People's State Bank, we take pride in our communities and we are proud to be your community bank. Check us out at psbbanks.com. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Coach Tang, and we're used to talking about all things basketball. But right now, I want you to hear these four important words about the growing crisis of drug overdose. One pill can kill. Kansans are dying every week from drugs laced with deadly fentanyl. Please educate your loved ones to steer clear of street drugs. Never buy pills online without a prescription, and always use a reputable pharmacy. Just one pill can kill.
We know you love coming to JP's at the K-State Union just before the ball game. But did you know that you can get the same great food five other days of the week?
Really?
Yes, get those same gourmet pub burgers.
Ooh.
Artisan creations. And smoke sensations.
Yahoo!
That are all available through the week at JP's Union Station, located in the heart of campus at the K-State Union.
That's the sound of my guitar saying, wow. Like, wow, Delta Dental has the nation's largest network of dentists. And wow, they cover you all across the US. No hidden costs.
Wow.
Budget-friendly plans fit for everybody.
Wow.
A bunch of metalheads with elfy smiles.
Wow.
Delta Dental of Kansas. Long live smile power.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Bite clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Back again on the Jeff Biddy Show here at PowerCat Sports Grill, where all friends, families, and fans watch every game. Got a couple of questions in from Facebook, which we'll get to in just a moment. But first, we're going to ask Coach about one of the staff members for K-State. We've done this here the last couple of shows. And today it's the turn of Lizzie Keenstra, who is in her second year as the athletic trainer for the Wildcats. She's in her fifth year overall with K-State. She was with the soccer team and now with women's hoops. Second year with Lizzie.
Yep.
And has been a good fit, it feels like, for your staff. But what do you like most about Lizzie? And can you tell us and the fans what are the responsibilities for her beyond just running out there taking care of coaches' cut lips and stuff like that?
Yeah. Well, the day-to-day stuff is it's different. It's a demanding job because you have the day-to-day stuff of getting players ready for practice. You've got the day-to-day stuff with the players that are going through rehabilitation. So she's got a group of three right now with Yoki, Giselle, and Jamia. So working on their rehab in there. And then you've got recovery right after practice. So, I mean, it's a busy, as you know, that training room's
long hours.
Yeah, it's long hours, and it's you know, you don't know. It's you don't know when the hours are going to get longer. You know, when you have a player like, let's take Briley Glenn, for example. For her to get ready, Briley pretty much has to rehab almost all day. For Gabby Gregory to get ready, she had to do that. And that doesn't count doctor's appointments that she, you know, takes our players to or attends, depending on the situation. If it is a player with a significant injury, she's attending that session because the doctor's saying, okay, here's the rehab schedule, here's the schedule for, you know, getting better, here's what's realistic, here's, you know, those things. So, yeah, it's kind of a never ending. It's 24 hours because you're also on call for the midnight whatever.
Right, emergency, know. Whatever it may
yeah,
be.
Yeah, whatever kind of medical emergency. And, you know, I know that, you know, we want our players that if they are sick, we want them to communicate that as quickly as possible so that we can get medication to them as quickly as possible so that they can get ready. So if that occurs at 11 or midnight, you know, Lizzie's on call for that as well.
And it seems like her personality has been a good fit as well. I mean, as you talk about this job, I'm thinking of, okay, what makes a good athletic trainer? You want somebody that can kind of roll with it and not get, you know what I mean? Like, you want her to be on it, which Lizzie is for sure, but her personality also seems to be one that she is very, I don't want to say laid back, but just does not, you know, get worked up.
Well, what I would say is you want a trainer that's knowledgeable. You want a trainer that really cares. You also want a trainer that understands that if a player is dealing with an injury and coaching staffs are dealing with the injury, those are frustrating times. So it can't be so emotional because a player is going to be emotional about an injury. Coaches are going to be impatient
right.
with injuries, right? And so those are – Lizzie's got a good, I think, personality with that is that she doesn't take anything personal. She doesn't take, if I'm asking her questions, she's just kind of goes, you know, I'll get that answer for you. She doesn't take it like I'm trying to do her job, because I'm certainly not. But I do have a lot of experience in this, and so I have had a lot of players with injuries that go, maybe we try this, or maybe we try this. And she's like, yeah, let me talk to the doctor. Let me talk to and I think the one thing that we as coaches, that it's not the trainer's job. It's my job to give her, here's what's important going forward. I'll give you an example. If you've got a player that needs a cortisone shot, I can help with when is the best time to get that.
Comparative, you know, to what, this is when we need him available and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, because the player wants to play well.
Right.
So the player doesn't want to get one and be out of the game plan. And or the player says, coach, this thing's killing me. I got to get it right now. So those are all things that – and Lizzie does a good job of communicating those things. And I try to do a good job with her about communicating, hey, here's our schedule going forward. If you're looking at anything, here may be a good window to do it. We're thinking about taking this day off, or it's just going to be a walkthrough, and they could do that. So it really is both parties really have to work together. Now, with the players, it's the same thing. I mean, she's there to take care of their needs, and that's a challenging thing with MRIs and x-rays and medicine and doctor's appointments. All those things are important.
And you do have team docs as well.
We do.
They're on the bench. They're there at home games. We don't really have docs that travel with us on the road anymore. We used to way back in the day, not as much. But
right.
Do you have one specific doctor, or is it a rotation of docs for you?
Well, we have kind of a rotation in that the group handles us, and but they're all very very involved. I think actually Trevor Gaskell is going to travel with us. Dr. Heidi has traveled with us during the NCAA tournament, so we have occasionally they travel with us. We have a high interest in the Virgin Islands.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Not so much on Lubbock, but
yeah, you'd be surprised how many people volunteer to do radio.
Yeah,
that
no, trip. Yeah, right, yeah, right. No, they're great. They're and you know they really, our doctors here are fantastic in that we can get a player in right away. 7:45. You know, we met last week with Dr. Gaskell on Yoki's rehab, and that was at 7:30 in the morning, 7:45 in the morning. So we've got a really good situation here.
One last person I want to mention here in this segment as we talk about this, and it's something that's become very important. It's talked about a lot, and that's mental health. Annie Weiss, with it, our in-house mental health person here at K-State, handles all the athletes. But how critical is she for the program?
Well, that's kind of I don't want to say it was never a huge job, but I think we're all aware that that part of the job's not getting any easier. So it's a critical, it is a critical resource for our student athletes. And Annie's been great with our team. But it is a critical resource for all of our student athletes. And that has been a, maybe one of the bigger challenges coming out of the pandemic that I've ever seen in our coaching time. And so that is becoming such an important part of helping our students, helping our, while we don't help our campus, that's an important thing across campus as well. So it's very important.
In fact, K-State is committed to expanding its mental health department for athletics, and in fact has some money set aside for that, and is continuing to raise money for that. The Powering Excellence Ahern Fund drive that they're doing right now, Powering Excellence, part of that fund goes to coaches' salaries, to Coach Kleiman, Coach Biddy, Coach Tang, all those. It helps fund that. It also helps expand the mental health area. That's one of the other arms of that fund, is helping fund the expansion and growth of mental health support here at K-State Athletics. So good to see that that's recognized by Gene Taylor and the folks there at K-State. All right, we'll take a break here. When we come back, got some more questions lined up from Facebook. We'll have that when we return after this word from your local stations on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to FarmSafe811.org.
Question, what will you find on all over-the-counter or OTC medicine packages to help you choose the right drug and use it safely? The answer, the Drug Facts label. This label lists the medicine's active ingredients and purpose, how much to take, and warnings you should know before using it. Remember, even OTC medicines you buy without a prescription can cause side effects you don't want. So follow the information listed on the Drug Facts label. For more information, visit fda.gov/drugfactslabel. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for, harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet, or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Back again on the Jeff Binney Show here at PowerCat Sports Grill, where friends, fans, and families watch every game. You can get a question in on Facebook if you want to. You can also jump in on Twitter. Kansas State getting ready to take on Oklahoma this weekend. They have a week off before they get ready to take on the Sooners, who are ranked 16th in this week's Top 25 poll. We'll do that here in a moment. A couple of the questions from Facebook first up. Ron Tolman jumps in and says, Coach Mitty, is it possible for at least one of the coaches to be standing throughout the game, or is there a rule prohibiting it? When things aren't going our way, it's good to see a coach up and paying attention to the game versus just taking in the game. I think they're all paying attention.
Yeah. The assistant coaches are only allowed to stand if they're shouting instructions, and then they have to sit back down. So now – there you may see it differently with but anyway, so no, I technically I'm the only one
that's
that
right.
Is allowed to be up. However, if an assistant coach is stepping on to tell a player something, they can certainly do that, and then they got to sit back down.
We've seen Coach Halliburton, who loves to be the hype coach at times for K-State, sometimes she'll turn around and urge the crowd on. Seen that on the guy's side as well. But generally, the officials will come over and say something. Hey, all right, everybody's got to sit down. For the team, too. Like, they'll
yeah,
say, hey,
I've
hey,
never
hey.
Liked that. I mean, but they do.
Yeah, so yeah, answer to Ron's question. It is a rule.
It is a rule. If for example, I was standing, since we're able to stand closer to half court, and most of the time I'm up, if another coach stands up, if they stand up longer than 10, 15 seconds, the officials are going to say, hey, Coach Hal, you got to sit down. Hey, Coach O, you've got to sit down. Coach Gillum, that would not be allowed.
Yep. Next question comes from Price Pickard, who we've seen at the show many times. He says, I understand that Malpin is young and experienced, but she shows a big upside. Wish we could get her more minutes. Well, we talked about that a little bit earlier with Maupin, but that is certainly the design, it sounds like, from you moving forward.
I got to find her. I've got to find her more minutes. I've got to find her some consistent minutes. And I say find her, everybody says, well, just put her in.
Yeah, right.
Put her in, Coach. It's not that hard. That's true. That is true. And what I would say is, I said it earlier, in everything that you have to handle being in the game, Eliza's growing in that area. She's getting better in practice. She's got a good desire. We had a today off. She was actually in the gym shooting early afternoon. Most of our players did take today off, which they should have. But, you know, a player that doesn't get many minutes, get in there, get some work, and that prepares you to get opportunities. But, yeah, I'm looking at different ways to get her more minutes because that's going to be an exciting player. Not only see the rest of this year, but exciting player going forward in her future.
Well, that was what I was going to say. She is the future for K-State, especially as you look towards next year's team and you have Ayoka Lee back, you have Gabby back. I mean, there's just all the pieces are there. She's going to be an integral part. All the sophomores we've talked about, Jay yeah. and Briley and Serena, all back for their junior years. This is this season still has much more to go. But it's sometimes you want to keep reminding people, hey, this team next year with Gabby back and with Ioka back and then Maupin a year under her, love to see that. And now it's about stacking good days on good days to get to that point.
Well, yeah, and the growth of players sitting out, or not sitting out, but maybe not getting as many minutes now. That doesn't mean, you know, come next week. We've got a lot of basketball to be played. After we have our bye week, we've got three games in 7 days. So we've got a lot of basketball next week. So there's going to be a lot of opportunity here. We've still got, you mentioned this earlier, as crazy as this year is, there is hope to play in the NCAA tournament. Now, as the team knows, we have to have a great February. You can't have an average February. We have to pull some games here. We got it started off really good with Iowa State. One of the years that I coached that I didn't think we were going to make the tournament, we ended up getting in with an RPI, boy, I'll miss it a little bit, but like 71. And we got in because we had two top 10 wins. And that was the way to get in.
Yep.
And it fell right and things happened, but you had to control some things. And that particular team did get hot down the stretch as well. So we know we have to have a good February, but and Maupin can be a big part of that. And others can too, but certainly she's one that she's got a bright future.
We're going to talk a little bit about the Big 12 and Oklahoma, all that coming up on the show as we take another break on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
U.S. air quality is better than it has been in decades. The U.S. leads the world in cutting CO2 emissions since the year 2000, all while becoming the world's largest producer of petroleum. We need oil and gas to provide the energy and products we depend on every day. And if we care about the environment, we should produce that vital resource here, because we do a better job on environmental issues than any other nation. That's what keeps America strong and Kansas strong. Get the facts at kansasstrong.com.
Hello, this is Bill Snyder with some alarming nationwide facts. 40 million Americans age 12 and older struggle with substance use. Addiction and substance use affect more Americans than heart disease, diabetes, or cancer. It's time to start talking about addiction as a chronic disease that is treatable. The road to recovery begins with addiction health care at CKF Addiction Treatment. There you can find help, hope, and healing. To learn more, please visit ckfaddictiontreatment.org.
For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has built relationships first and plans second. We get to know you, so we know exactly what you need. Talk to a local Farm Bureau agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Contact Danny Dinkle and Hayes, Jeff Ramsey in Hugoton, Leanne Seaman in Larned, David Brown and Colby in Atwood, Berta Benz in Leota, Kendra Barnes in Hoxie and Quinter, Jason Pfeiffer in Russell, and Donald Moffitt in Stockton.
The Kansas Department of Transportation reminds us that every life is important and invites you to join the Drive to Zero campaign. In Kansas, nearly 1 in 5 motor vehicle fatalities are due to an alcohol-impaired driver. That's over 100 fellow Kansans. Please do your part. Designate a sober driver and get home safely. Buckle up. Eliminate distracted driving. And remember, in Kansas, you drink, you drive, you lose.
Back on the Jeff Binney Show here at Powercat Sports Grill. Brought to you by Kansas Strong, strength and reliable oil and natural gas. Get the facts at kansasstrong.com.
KansasStateOklahoma.com. Kansas State against Oklahoma on Sunday. Week off for the Wildcats this week. Coach just mentioned the players had the day off today, or some took the day off today. They'll get a couple of days off and they're back at it, getting ready for just not Oklahoma, but the stretch run of the Big 12. This week, Oklahoma has a big game at Baylor tomorrow night on Tuesday. Oklahoma ranks 16th, Baylor receiving votes. Baylor at Oklahoma State Saturday should be an interesting one to watch, since Oklahoma State won in Waco earlier this year. Baylor playing much better. And then next Monday night, when we're doing this show, Texas at Iowa State on ESPN2 on the women's side, a battle among the division leaders right now. Texas in first at 9-2, leading the league. Oklahoma will be the first time we've seen them will be coming up on Sunday, which is somewhat odd, but it happens every year. You get somebody twice early and somebody twice late. This year it's Oklahoma and TCU that we see late in the year. Or TCU last year, Oklahoma this year. I don't know how much you've done on the Sooners to this point, but we know one thing about them is they can score and score a ton of points.
Ton of points. Pace is really high. 28% transition. Just to give you an idea on that number, you'll see as low as 10% transition, and you'll see 28's the highest I've seen this time of the year. We're right around 21%, which is fairly high. They are really pushing the ball, playing incredibly fast and efficient. They are without a doubt, from an offensive standpoint, they can get it going faster than anybody in our league.
That's on Sunday. It's a nationally televised game on ESPNU. 1 o'clock for the coverage on TV, and we're on the air at 12:30 on the network. After that, Play for K. Pink game. It will be on February 15th. First 1,200 fans for the game against Baylor next Wednesday. We'll talk more about this next week as well. But the first 1,200 fans to the game against Baylor get a free trucker hat, pink trucker hat, from Ascension Via Christi. And it's also Wine Wednesday next week. Wine tasting event prior to the game in the Shamrock Zone. More information at KStateSports.com.
What is a trucker hat?
Is it the mesh? Yeah, it's got the mesh on the back. You got it.
Okay.
You got it.
But it's like a baseball cap, but it's got the mesh on the back.
You got it. Kind of in style right now.
Okay.
And also just announced, trying to get fans to games, lavender T-shirt for fans who want the KU women's basketball T-shirt package. You can get that now. Call 1-800-221-CATS or go to kstatesports.com. The Dillon Sunflower Showdown on February 22nd has a T-shirt package that you can get, a T-shirt and the ticket. It's a lavender T-shirt. Call the ticket office. Get your tickets for that game. We want a bunch of people in the crowd for those two games coming up. Another Wednesday nights, but hopefully we get a bunch of people in on those games. No Wednesday game this week. Sunday game against Oklahoma. Take a break. We'll come back, wrap up the show with the coach on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
People's State Bank offers hometown service with big bank features at our 11 convenient locations statewide. Whether you are looking for a loan, personal or business accounts, ATMs, mobile banking or bill pay, PSB wants to help you. At People's State Bank, we take pride in our communities and we are proud to be your community bank. Check us out at psbbanks.com. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Paint, rubber, crayons, soybeans can make those. Feed for animals, food for us, fuel for our trucks. Yep, those too. Soybeans are a humble little crop that do so much. In fact, they're the most important bean in the world's economy, and many get their start right here in Kansas. The Soybean Checkoff ensures that there is always an innovative way to use soy. A message from the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers.
En Dillon's encontrarás los productos de la más alta calidad a magníficos precios a través de toda la tienda todos los días con la marca Kroger. Así que te puedes surtir de tus artículos favoritos para el hogar, los cuales han sido probados y comprobados y que a ti te encantan. Porque cuando compras los productos que te gustan a fantásticos precios, te sientes como todo un ganador. Compra ahora en la tienda o en línea. Dillon's, fresh for everyone.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Back for our final time on the Jeff Benny Show here at Powercat Sports Grill. Wrapping it up on this Monday night. We've got three shows remaining, which seems hard to believe. It's only three, but three more shows left after tonight. 13th, 20th, and 27th of February. Then we'll be off into the postseason for the Wildcats, Big 12 Tournament, NCAA. We hope after that as well. More information on the Wildcat games this week, 1-800-221-CATS or kstatesports.com. Mention the week off beyond today. Any planned days off?
Yeah, we'll go the next couple days, and then we'll take Thursday off. And then because of playing Sunday, we'll go Friday, Saturday practice, Sunday game. And then, as I mentioned, we go Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday. It's a real busy week at the back end of that. So rest will be a premium. A lot of basketball going forward here, but we'll get a little bit of rest this week, but we'll also get some good preparation.
Oklahoma, Baylor, TCU, that's the next three for the Wildcats, as Coach mentioned. Three games, 7 days coming up, and hopefully a ton of fans at Bramlage Coliseum. We mentioned the promotions, of course, Sunday afternoon, national televised game. Gabby against Oklahoma, you know she'll be motivated. We'll probably have to keep
Heavenly,
her.
Heavenly, too.
Heavenly, I forgot. That's right. Heavenly Greer
Heavenly
as well.
Too.
Former Sooners. We'll have to kind of gear them down, I would think. Have to kind of get them in a lower gear.
Well, I normally would say yes, but as fast as Oklahoma plays, that fast gear may be helpful. So, yeah, they play fast.
That'll be Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock.
Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock, yeah. So you can come to our game and get ready for the Super Bowl.
Plenty of time.
Yeah, and that'll keep everybody from eating from 1 to 7.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Coach, appreciate the time. Sorry about Sunday. Good luck this week.
All right, Brian. Thank you.
Jeff Binney, everybody, joining us here in the pregame and the coaches show. We'll have pregame starting on Sunday at 12:30. Until then, Brian Smoller for the coach. Sophie and Lacey, thank you for listening to the Jeff Binney Show.
Live from the Powercat Sports Grill in Manhattan, this has been the Jeff Mitty Show, brought to you by Powercat Sports Grill, where friends, fans, and families watch every game. People's State Bank, serving Wildcat fans since 1897. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Kansas Strong, strength through reliable oil and natural gas. Get the facts at kansasstrong.com. And by the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the K-State Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.